Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of wisdom and a little bit of sass here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Because let's face it, life can be tough, right? We all stumble, we all make mistakes, and sometimes we beat ourselves up over it. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if instead of that harsh inner critic, you had a friend who is always there to pick you up, dust you off, and remind you how amazing you are? That's exactly what self-compassion and self-forgiveness can do for you. Listen, I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, have you ever been your own worst critic? Ever caught yourself spiraling into a thought loop of I should have done this differently, or I'm not good enough? We've all been there. It's like that voice in our head is constantly judging us, reminding us of every little flaw. But here's the thing, that voice isn't always right. It's often fueled by fear, insecurity, and past experiences. Think about it like this. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Would you berate them for making a mistake or criticize their every move? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves with such harshness? It's time to change that narrative. Self-compassion is all about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a loved one. It means acknowledging your struggles, accepting your imperfections, and offering yourself words of comfort and support. When you stumble, instead of dwelling on a mistake, practice self-forgiveness. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Learn from it, move on, and give yourself credit for trying. Remember, perfection is a myth. You're not meant to be flawless, you're meant to be real, authentic, and perfectly imperfect. Embrace those flaws, celebrate your strengths, and treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve. You know that feeling when you mess up something big? Maybe it's a presentation at work, or you say the wrong thing to someone important. That pit in your stomach, that sense of dread, like you want to disappear. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a better way to handle those moments? Instead of letting them consume you with guilt and shame, imagine turning towards yourself with kindness and understanding. Imagine saying, okay, I messed up, but that doesn't define me. I can learn from this and I can do better next time. Here's a powerful example. A friend of mine once told me about this time she completely bombed a big audition. She felt so embarrassed and defeated, like her dreams were shattered. But instead of letting it crush her, she decided to practice self-compassion. She acknowledged her feelings, allowed herself to grieve the disappointment, but then she shifted her focus. She started thinking about what she could learn from the experience, how she could improve her skills, and how she could keep pursuing her passion. Within a few months, she landed another audition. This time she was prepared, confident, and absolutely nailed it. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing your humanity, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and care you would offer to someone you truly cherish. So, what can you do today to start practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness? Here are a few simple things. 1. When you catch yourself being critical of yourself, stop and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then why would I say it to myself? 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Observe them like clouds passing by in the sky. 3. Make a list of all your accomplishments, big and small. Read it over whenever you're feeling down on yourself. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Now go out there, spread some kindness, and remember, you've got this. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.